Roll up! Roll up! Ladies and gentlemen, to the greatest podcast on Earth! Step right up and experience the magnificence that is the Two Ring Circus Podcast! You'll gasp! You'll laugh! And you'll be amazed at what comes next.
Amazing.
Don't worry about the smell. It's just the stars of our show, Tom Italiano.
G'day.
And Matt Bradshaw.
G'day.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, it says kill.
It does.
Oof.
Oof.
Episode 50.
I know.
50.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, I was with someone today who is a friend, and he asked me what the podcast was about. I said, "Fucking listen to it! You've had nearly a year to get onto it."
It wasn't
you jerk.
It wasn't a friend.
No, I hate his guts.
Nah, not a friend. Now. Not a friend. Who asks such things?
Jerks.
What was you hanging out with your friend about?
Can't remember.
Okay.
I've blocked it. Like, I have him on all my social media platforms. Tumblr, Pinterest.
Did you ever have a Pinterest?
Nah.
I think I opened one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
To do what? Create every day?
I don't know. No. No, I opened like years ago when it was like, oh, you better get one of these things. So I,
oh, shit, really?
I did it and went, I've got nothing to add.
With the new privacy laws that have come into effect, are you getting
all what are
these?
They all about? Because I'm not reading any of the emails.
Okay, but you're getting emails. The emails. Yeah. I got one from MySpace today.
Oh.
I know.
Them.
Isn't that funny?
I wonder how Tom
but it
is.
Still exists.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Do people use it? Maybe.
I mean, I've still got a MySpace account. I don't know what's
what
there.
Is the new privacy laws stuff? What does it do?
I don't think it changes anything except that it explicitly states now exactly that they are allowed to use anything you put on there for their own ill-gotten usage.
Yeah.
That's the impression that I get.
It's interesting that they use the phrase privacy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. But it's wacky.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, world. You know, you hear people say we live in an interesting time.
Yes.
We live in an interesting time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a fucking weird time, man.
Is it?
Morgan Freeman.
What about him?
He's been in trouble.
For what?
Speaking inappropriate to people.
Oh, okay.
Looking at their boobs.
Right.
And that's just the men.
You just said it's just the men.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
Thanks, man. but clearly it's not just the men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently he's had a pathological history of doing it.
Of looking at boobs?
Well, you know, just being inappropriate.
So I don't mean to be brushing that aside.
No, I know you
don't. I don't know what the story is.
Neither do I, by saying then that's just the men. No, I'm not.
I've had pretty much a month off social media.
Mm.
That's not to say like I've taken some time away, only of that, you know, kind of thing.
Mm.
I don't know what happened. I do know what happened. We went to Perth and I stopped doing my create every day thing because I got drunk. And so days go by and I don't open up the apps. So I assume that's where you get most of your news from.
No.
No? Where do you get most of your news from?
I read the news.
You read the news?
Yeah.
As in, but where do you get it from?
I go looking for stories.
For where? On where?
On my phone.
But on what?
All sorts of different places.
Okay. When I'm asking that question, what I mean is, where do you go? Can you tell me where?
Yeah, my phone.
Okay.
I follow news stories the same way people do YouTube clips. Like, you look at something on YouTube and then suggested for you, and then you go down the rabbit hole of fucking Chinese whispers YouTube style.
But how does that happen? So you say you look at your phone. What does that mean? I don't understand.
I look at my phone.
Because
I go to where the news bits are.
Where are the news? What do you mean, where are the news bits are?
On my home thing.
So there's
slide to the left.
Oh, there's a news bit.
And there's news.
Right.
And then
I didn't know that.
And then I start with whatever's there.
Right.
And then I see what other stories are being fed to me.
Right.
And then if none of those are of any interest, then I go further afield. And usually that means looking at...
So you Google? But if I don't,
because that's generally what I do in the morning when I wake up.
Okay.
I pick up the phone and just...
So you read the paper.
I read the paper in bed.
Yeah, but on your phone.
But on my phone.
But not the paper.
No, I read the...
The whatever comes up.
Yep.
Paper.
The whatever comes up.
Yeah.
And then I play with the cat for a bit.
Right.
And then I'm going to make a coffee. Then I go back to bed.
Yeah.
And with read the paper some more. Yeah, with my coffee.
That's like you're on holiday every day.
That's my routine now.
Okay.
I have a coffee in bed with the cat. Now that the cat's kind of feeling better about her place in the world and is sleeping back in bed with me every night. Yeah.
Cool.
Because she gets up for breakfast at 8 o'clock. So we either then both get up at 8 o'clock when she gets up for breakfast. Or if I'm having a sleep in, like I did on Sunday morning, because I found myself...
Awake late or early.
I didn't get home till 4:30 in the morning.
Nice.
Ridiculous.
Cool. I mean, you know.
Because you and I...
You only live once, unless you don't. What's going on? What's
going on? What's going on? What's going on? I have to come back to that. You only live once unless you don't.
Well, we don't know. Hmm? We don't know.
Oh, unless you don't. Right, I thought you meant unless you don't live.
Yeah, but we don't know.
What?
Hmm? We don't know if this is actually happening.
You do?
No, we don't.
Oh, no, don't go all Jim Carrey on me.
I haven't grown my beard out. Just because I haven't shaved for 2 days doesn't mean I'm growing a beard. People say that to you? Are you growing a beard? It's like, well, yes, technically, we're always growing a beard. Not shaving isn't the same as consciously cultivating a beard.
No, but for some people it is. Some people are actually growing a beard. I know you're actually growing a beard now.
You're growing one too.
How dare you?
Yeah.
I shaved yesterday.
Yes.
Look at my beautiful face. If you're not watching this, I'm pulling a face which is beautiful.
Beautiful.
So Dom and I went to see a show at the Melba Spiegel Tent on Thursday night called Society by the After Dark Theatre Company.
What's a Spiegel?
It's like a small
mirrors. It's mirrors.
Beagle.
Isn't it?
Oh.
Is that what it is? It's a room full of mirrors.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
It's a tent full of mirrors.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Mirror tent.
Yeah.
Hmm. It was good.
It was
like an adults only circus show, effectively.
Yeah.
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 Like feats of strength and agility. Hoops and
so many feats.
There's a lot of feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it looked like there were more than 2 feet per person. Because they were very bendy.
They were bendy.
They were ergonomic.
Oh my God, that one girl whose name escapes me at the moment, the contortionist, she was nutty.
The act, the way she moved her body around.
She could bend further backwards than I can bend forwards.
Not even a...
Almost certainly true.
Yeah.
Which is pretty remarkable because I think everyone knows I'm incredibly flexible.
No, you're incredibly inflexible. I think this prefix was on the wrong word there.
That's rude and unnecessary.
Sorry.
Cruel and unusual.
Is that an intractable statement?
So Saturday night was their closing night. So I
Oh, did you go? You went back?
Yeah, I finished my gig. My gig finished at 9:30, and I was rolling out to the car at 9:45. I was with my buddy Geordie, and I said, "I could go out. I could go out now. Like, and actually, I feel like I could.
And
where would I go?
Can.
And then I thought,
I'll
fuck
go,
it.
I'll go just, look at that bendy chick again.
I'm just going to get an early night. Ridiculousness. I'll just go home. And I got from Crown through the Burnley Tunnel and thought, surely I'm close to Collingwood. I'll go back and see everyone. So I wasn't allowed in to see the last half an hour of the show. They wouldn't let me in. I said, I was actually here on Thursday and met the creator and everyone. She said, yeah.
Sorry. did you take a guitar with you?
I should have.
Always. This is the tip for anyone who wants to get in anywhere. Just get a guitar case and just put it on your shoulder and just walk in. You just walk in. You go, hey, how you going?
Yeah, it does work. Yeah. Well, I went to the gig that I did on Friday night. I left a bunch of
beer
there.
Doesn't work at the footy, actually. I've tried that.
Really?
Yeah.
I walked out with a guitar. No one stopped me. I guess there's security footage, so...
Yeah.
The thing would be that if someone else walked out with some of my stuff, then, and I went and discovered it was gone, then we could look at security footage and see who walked out with it.
Yeah.
So there's no point in me going and saying, someone stole my guitar. And they'd say, that looks like you. Oh, yeah, no. Oh, did I say stolen? No, I meant I came and collected it 2 days ago. That's awkward. Anyway, I should tell the insurance company. So, I had a few drinks with them after the show came down, and met Julie there because she was working her other gig that night. Our friend Julie Herridge, who used to be in Dracula's for about a decade. Yeah. Who I think you have been known to say is the funniest woman you know.
No, she's not. She's the second funniest.
Oh, God.
Yeah. This is Ally Mack's the first funniest woman.
True.
Yeah. Just so funny.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Oh, where the fuck was she last week when we recorded our live podcast?
Oh, she's probably having a live somewhere, being funny.
Ridiculous. Anyway. And then I went to the rap party. Yes, Rhythmic American Poetry Party.
I was going to say, is there such a thing?
And then Julie was keen to kick on because she hadn't been out for 10 years, she said.
She's got a 10-year-old.
She's got a 9-year-old. Yeah, oh, cool. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we went to George's.
George's.
I wasn't aware of George's work. George's is a dive bar, in inverted commas.
Right. Peanut shells on the floor?
Go on.
No, it's like in America, in the bars.
Oh, okay.
In America,
I thought
like
it was a pun that I'd missed.
So you just order a beer, and with your beer, like comes a bowl of like unshelled peanuts, and then you just, it's the best.
And just throw them on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Huh. No. But there is pictures of George Costanza everywhere.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Okay, I do know the venue.
People know the venue?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd never heard of it.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't
know. Did you get a good park?
I did. I actually did.
Cool.
Yeah. We met some people out in the street. They were pretty fun.
Nice.
Yeah. And Julie, who hasn't been out for 10 years, went to the bar and said, I'd like a tequila slammer. And the barman looked at her like, she said, no, okay. Like the lick, sip, suck thing. Yeah. And I leant over and said, my friend doesn't drink. Can I just get a tequila shot with some salt and lemon? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, funny.
What is a tequila slammer?
It's tequila and lemonade, and you swirl it in the glass, and then bang it down, and plop.
Wow, it seems melodramatic just for tequila and lemonade.
Surely just dramatic, not melodramatic.
No, it's melodramatic.
Really?
Yeah. No. Because the lemonade makes the mellow bit.
Yeah. Oh, only if you spell it incorrectly, surely.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Melonade.
If it's made out of melons.
No, you're thinking of milk. So, 4:30.
Wow.
Dumb. And I had work to do. I had to try and put another coat of stain on the deck. Not a euphemism. But I didn't.
Good.
I stayed in bed with the cat till 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, you know.
Fuck, it was good.
Nothing needs to happen, you know.
Everything needs to happen.
Nothing needs to happen.
You haven't seen the state of my deck.
I haven't.
But not for a while, anyway. Not since we lived together.
Is it interesting?
What?
It was a landing. Remember that landing with a little rail? I used to put my towels on there to dry, and then they would magically reappear hung up in my bathroom. Because you fucking hated the fact I put them there to dry. And fair enough, too. I mean, you know.
I've got one of those in my house now.
A landing?
Different house, yeah. I got a landing with a banister.
Do you put your towels on
not
there to dry?
Not a Trevor banister. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not if there's guests coming over, though.
Ah, guests.
I clean them up if the guests schmests are coming over.
Schmests.
Yeah. They're my next door neighbours, the guests schmests.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. They're part German, part Polish.
I was going to say, aren't they, isn't that the Queen's family now?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, German, Polish. Tough. Half German, half Jewish. They hate themselves.
Don't be like that.
What? What? What's wrong? Jokes from 1940. Come on, dude. Oh, get on
those
board.
Those are the times. Remember a time when you could just say stuff and people went, yeah, that's just stuff? It's just like, it's not People are so easily upset these days. I actually think that might have been... I know that I said there was definitely a point I didn't do my thingamajig, create every day thing anymore, and I really just stopped logging on.
Mm.
But I think it's kind of built up because just everyone whinges and complains about shit all the time.
No, not everyone. Not everyone. Dude.
No. It was a gross overgeneralization.
It really is.
Yeah.
Like, but most people actually don't.
Yep. Yeah.
I think most people don't complain.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. I realise that what's the meta narrative of what's going on now is I'm complaining about people complaining on social media, and once we print this, it'll get posted to social media.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Meta.
Yeah.
I love that as a way of describing the funneling down that happens.
It's a better word than funneling, but a funneling is good.
Fine.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to critique while I'm here?
No. While I critique it, I'll just complain about it.
Oh, don't. Come on, man. Don't be like that.
I'm joking. Hey, something I don't want to complain about is episode 49 was the best fun ever.
It was good fun, wasn't it?
Yeah. Having a live audience would be better than a good one.
Good.
They were fun. Yeah.
Really, yeah, they were fun.
Yeah.
They were fun room full of people.
I immensely enjoyed. I think I have a feeling that most people came for the music element, because what we did, for anyone who doesn't know, last week we recorded our podcast in front of a live audience, and then we had a little bit of a break, and then we played like a set of Crowded House songs, and I think most people would probably come to hear the music because maybe
which is why we did the talking first.
But for the feedback I got was that was really fun, and they had no idea that it was going to be like that. They just, well, they, you know, maybe not have heard the podcast, so they didn't know anything. But it was super fun, and it was
a really nice experience for me
the opportunity to have done that. So I think we should do it again, and we should follow up with our own songs and see if anyone wants to come to that.
Yes. I started writing a song today.
Good.
While I was at this photo shoot.
What was it called?
Standing Around Waiting.
Right, because usually when you say, I started writing a song, you have some kind of snappy little title.
No. No, this was genuinely, I was standing...
You had a guitar?
While the bridal couple were pretending to do their bridal dance, I was...
Clop, clop, clop.
Yeah, I was just playing stuff to myself. It's like, oh, actually, I reckon this has got some legs, this little hooky bit.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, I'm excited.
Well, don't be excited yet. It might be shit house.
You've still got 5 weeks before the gig.
5 weeks. And I noticed, by the way, that you've got the i3642B tripod.
I do.
That's a name that rolls off the tongue. The i3642B.
Do you reckon they sit around in the factory or whatever? Do you reckon they've got an abbreviation for the name of each one? I think we need to, you know... make an i3462BC. I think the B version needs a bit of tweaking. We need a C.
Do you reckon B stands for black because there's a silver version?
But,
and do you reckon it goes from 36 inches to 42 inches?
I assume. I don't know.
An I in front of it, because that's what they do with things these days.
I imagine the I...
I know what you're going to say.
...is for the weight.
What? No. What?
No.
What's the eyes for the weight?
What would the I mean?
Well, I just thought maybe because that's what people do. They put a lowercase I in front of their thing.
Because we're doing an iCast.
Well, it is an iPodcast.
Is it?
Well, it's a podcast.
It goes on iTunes.
See? Mm. Yeah. So ever since Apple did the I thing.
Yeah.
I.
Why did they do the I thing?
Why did they?
Yeah.
Don't know.
I. Intelligent Mac. iMac.
Nice.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. I got a new screen for my phone.
Did they do like an iMac, BMac, CMac, and eventually they got that?
You mean like Preparation H?
Well, like the design. Like they've gone, this is the one we use, this one is iMac.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Possible.
Because Preparation's A through G.
Yeah.
Testing didn't go well.
But H is for... H-meroid, isn't it?
Oh, right. Oh, so I got that completely wrong. I thought that they tried six more before that. A, B, C, D,
G. Seven more? Is it seven more? Is
H? I don't know.
H is the H.
If anyone was watching, then I counted incorrectly too. Got confused halfway through. I've just come from a photo shoot. That's why I'm wearing an shirt that was ironed.
By whom?
Me.
Yourself.
Fucking ironing sucks. I don't like it one bit. I really like nice, crisp, clean iron shirts, but don't like doing them myself. So that's it. Marriage for me.
I quite like ironing.
Oh, fuck off, really?
Yeah.
Well, dude, I got a bunch of it for you.
Yeah.
Do you want to iron my shirts?
Well, that's not quite... No, I don't want to.
Well, I have to wait as long as I had to for my guitar lead?
Yes. Yes.
Great. I got a bunch of shirts. I'll collect them in 2 years.
Three. I'm glad it works.
Worked good.
Yeah, I would hate to think the thing that I made for you that you waited 3 years for doesn't work.
Nah, it's good. I love it.
That's good.
Yeah. So don't say you never give me anything. Best gift ever, the cat, plus guitar lead.
That's right.
Weak, man.
Fucking hell, I'm good for another 4 or 5 years at least. I'm trying to work out whether I quite like ironing. I don't know if I quite like it. I don't mind ironing at all. I used to, like from my very first job, I had to iron a shirt to go to work for every shift. Mm. And so I just, ironing is just, and then, yeah.
Am I correct in recalling that when you and I lived together, you would get your shirts laundered for you?
When I became a cinema manager... If anyone can't see me right now, if you're just listening to this, my eyes are closed. I'm trying to find that point in my memory on the back of my eyelids.
Yeah, yeah. I do that when I'm singing.
Yeah. I do that too.
I'm a crowd of the house.
Yeah, night. Me too. Oh, my Lord. I think maybe it's because I knew everyone not everyone in the audience. I knew a lot of people in the audience and they were right in front of my face. And I was embarrassed.
Were you?
Yeah, I get embarrassed in front of people I know. I don't get embarrassed in front of strangers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Room full of strangers, no drama. People I know, terrified.
Terrified?
Yeah, that's why I don't like doing original gigs. Because generally you only do them in front of people you know, because people you don't know don't come.
Mm.
And then they come and then you go, oh, this thing I wrote and you're going to think it's about this, even if it's not. And then you're going to be worried about me because I might have been sad at some point. And then we're going to have a conversation about, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. That's why I wrote the song, to be better about my life. So I don't like doing that, because then people are right in your face and you know them and you're singing about something that they might think of. Anyway, ironing shirts, laundering shirts. I used to work right next door to a dry cleaning service place, and they did a coupon so I could, I think it was $11 for 5 shirts. So it was... It was just like, you know, it was a week's...
Could not.
Yeah, it was a week's worth of shirts for less than an hour's pay. You know?
I want that.
Yeah, you could have that if you lived and worked near that particular place.
Yeah.
Big choice to make just to get your shirts laundered.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
But I thought about getting a hotel room on Saturday night so I could...
Get your shirts laundered.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
For when very they,
had,
expensive
for when they had vomit all over them from me being out until 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, did you get sick?
No.
Ah.
No, because I was driving. I had to be sensible and pacey.
Pacey.
Mm. Mm.
I've got a super fancy iron. I think it's about a $300 iron.
What?
Yeah. My mother...
I've still got one you heat up over coals.
It's an Anvil, isn't it? is that how you... Like, get the creases out as well. You're like, you bang it, roll it over an anvil. Now, my mum had one of those.
Use mortar and pestle for the cuffs.
Oh.
Mm, go on.
I've got one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$300?
No. It was a gift.
Oh.
Yeah. It was one of. my ex girlfriend had a handy ability to get me stuff for our house. Yeah,
you kept it?
Yeah, yeah. So I use it all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, just to put shit in. I've never ground a single thing in it.
No?
No.
Really?
Of course not. Well, I live by myself. I don't cook.
No, but, you know, pan it all before you
No, I swallow it.
Ah.
Yeah, it's not it. Oh. Yeah, anymore. Oof. Yeah, so I have a super expensive iron. My mother had one, and they really do make ironing a lot more easy to do.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like it though.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe I need to.
You can borrow my iron.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Pretty next time we do a podcast, we'll do a podcast from the laundry room, and you can iron while I watch. I'll iron your shirts in the next podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, episode 51, Dom irons Matt's shirts. We're doing it.
Okay, yeah, great. Yeah. I'm there, dude. Yeah.
And we'll use the i3642B tripod.
Is dry cleaning bad for the environment?
Everything surely is bad for the environment.
Not everything.
Everything, probably everything.
No.
No? What's not bad for the environment?
Jumping.
Here's a hypothetical question.
Yeah.
If you got everyone together and we all jumped at the same time, could we jump the Earth off its axis?
Yeah,
no.
No?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, if we got them all on the same side of the Earth, because if we all jumped inward at the same
time.
This
is a very Dr. Carl question. I'm surprised it hasn't been asked. I haven't heard every episode. It may well have been asked.
I have so many of these questions. These kind of questions are popping in my head every day. I think I should make a YouTube video, like every day, of all the questions that I come up with that I never answer. Like, I wonder how many white lines there are on the road between my house and my gig. Like, and I wonder.
Well, we're playing there on Wednesday night. If I left now and started counting them, I reckon I could tell you by.
But how's that?
9 o'clock Wednesday night.
And then you think of all the other things that you go past and you look at and you go, I wonder who did that. I wonder what school the guy who put that cat's eye on the ground there, I wonder what school he went to. I think about that kind of
shit.
That's
not a question you've ever asked yourself.
I think about that stuff all the time. 100%. Yeah. Yes, I do. I know. It invokes silence.
Not I wonder who the guy was who invented the cat's eye.
Nah, I don't care about that guy. I want to know about the guy who put it on the road. Because for me, that's the next point. Like, I wonder who invented this. Well, that's cool. I wonder who invented, you know, luminescent paint so you could see it in the dark kind of thing. I wonder who'd... But I wonder about the dudes, like, that hold you up in the middle of the night when you're trying to get home after a gig who are repainting lines on the road. And I wonder what they...
Oh, fuck. I could... Wow.
Not hold you up.
Because you went like this well.
Like...
You went like this, surely. You didn't... I think you went like this. So I thought you were being held up.
I held up.
On your way home.
I'm just half Italian.
Oh, wow. That was nuts. I genuinely didn't... I mostly know where you're going with things, particularly if you're being held up.
Yeah, I mean, like...
I can see two other people carrying
you. Questions that I have, or these are random questions I have every day.
Question?
I hate that fucking bed. The tread on the tyres of your car, right? How many different tread patterns on tyres have there ever been? I wonder. And how many are currently in circulation? How many are currently stationary? Yeah, things like that. It's always just popping up. I wonder. And they're questions that you cannot, like, I don't think you can actually answer.
I was trying to get to a rubber and stationary pun.
Why is stationary called stationary? Because my pen is never where I left it.
You know the answer to that, though. You know they're spelt differently.
Yeah, well, it's not the same. It's not the same.
No, it's different. That's what I just said.
Okay, yep. Those are the kinds of things that pop into my head all the time.
Hmm.
Yep. Not just who invented stuff, but who's the person who did it and what did they do? What school did they do? I wonder if he has a brother. That kind of shit all the time.
Far out, dude.
Yeah. What's his brother's name?
This is why I think you're a deep thinker.
I wonder how many people with hair lips have ever changed tyres on a bicycle.
You've never thought
I
that.
I have.
Well, now you have. You hadn't until just now.
No, I have.
Fuck, really?
Yes. That's my
brain.
Is
this why you don't sleep?
Well, no, I mean, maybe part of it. The whole have you ever wondered, usually what happens when I say, have you ever wondered, people go, no.
No.
No, I've never wondered that. Yeah. And then I wonder about all the things, this is something that just popped in my head, but I think I have thought this before, but I can't be for sure about it. How many people have wondered something for the first time ever?
Oh, yeah.
Like...
Oh, I think that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like that first time that, you know, electricity has popped around someone's brain and come up with a thought for the first time.
Hmm.
And that must happen actually all the time.
Do you know, I can hear the electricity in my brain.
Mm.
Have I told you that before?
No, but I believe that to be true.
Late at night. Mm. I hear little zaps.
You hear zaps?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing? Do you think that's synapses making new connections, or do you think it's something just winking out?
I don't know. I certainly...
Oh, there goes another one.
Like stars exploding in your brain. Yeah, I don't know.
Stars burning and exploding?
Like a slow volcano, yeah. I think the good thing about it is that you can hear them, given that you're a professional musician.
Bit wacky.
Bit wacky.
But not as wacky as you.
Yeah, I'm nuts. Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah. Apparently, peanuts are not nuts.
No, legumes.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. What else isn't a nut?
A cashew? I don't think a cashew is a nut.
Hmm. I really thought you were going to say giraffe.
Giraffe isn't a nut.
Yeah.
I just. Why would I have said giraffe?
I had an idea. That's what you were going to do.
I love giraffes. They're so fun.
Ever seen them fight?
Yes.
Yeah.
Great. They've got little handles. Oh, no. I broke it.
Oh, shit.
They've
got little handles.
They're like those bouncy things.
Space hoppers.
Yes.
Yes.
They're exactly like those, except that you can't sit on them because they're way up
there.
They
don't bounce.
You have to have super long arms.
Yes.
If you were going to... Well, I don't know. They're also animals, but...
And you got to shimmy up their necks.
Yeah.
And their legs first.
They're long. They're really long animals.
Again, who describes a giraffe as long? Surely it's tall. Tall giraffe.
If it was lying on the ground, it would be long.
Do you like...
It's like, I don't think people are fat. I think they're round.
Do you like Ted Nugent?
I've never cared for his music, personally. He's a good guitar player. I know him mostly for saying ridiculous things.
Oh, yeah, there is that.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking musically, not politically.
No.
Yeah. I was listening to an interview on the way here with a producer named Tom Werman, who did like 3 Cheap Trick albums, and he did Open Up and Say Ah.
Yeah, right.
And he did... Girls, 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 by Motley Crue. He did some Dokken, he's done a whole bunch of stuff, but he did Ted Nugent's Cat Scratch Fever album.
Right.
So I listened to because he said he saw Ted Nugent do this song live before it had been recorded. And he rang the record company and said, because he was due to do the album,
yeah.
He said, I rang the record company and said, we've got the single, this is it. And so I remember hearing it and thinking, I don't like this song. So I listened to it. I was sitting out in the driveway before I came in here, listening to it. I don't like it.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't even know it.
I wouldn't have heard it as a single. It was the 70s, but even so.
Okay.
Was it the 70s? Probably the 70s.
No.
Do you like Cheap Trick?
Yes.
Really like him?
No. Not a massive fan. He's an incredible singer. And what I like...
So interestingly, Tom Werman said, hands down, best singer he's ever worked with.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine it's just like press record, done.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah.
Because he doesn't, like on the live stuff, like it's just perfect.
We talked about recording maybe In Colour. Anyway, but one of the albums that he did with them. And Robin Zander recording in a 3-hour session, or 2-hour session.
It's the whole album.
Well, no, but recording lead vocals on 3 songs, double of the lead vocal on 3 songs, and all the harmonies in 3 hours. On 3 songs.
That's pretty impressive.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
Just nuts. It just goes forever.
Yeah.
And you go, it's just got
incredible,
that voice that goes
incredible
forever.
Singer. I like that I like that they're wacky. I like that their songs just do weird shit.
Mm. I've always found them really hard going.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan. I wouldn't turn a Cheap Trick song off if it was on. And I'd turn a lot of music off. Yeah. Mm. I guess I tend to have found artists and stuck with them for a while. I like it, but yeah, they're a great band.
Has the David Mead album come out?
Which one?
The new one.
I don't think there is one.
Oh, wait, hang on.
Oh, you mean Doors?
Doors, that's exactly Doors, no, what that's, sorry, I saw, yeah.
Next month sometime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Check out a band called Doors.
Doors.
Tom took me to see them 3 years ago.
Dawes. Yes. Not The Doors.
Yeah.
Yeah, as everyone says.
It is weird.
Who's your favourite band? Doors. Oh, yeah. No, not The Doors. Yeah.
Weird choice.
It's after their grandfather.
I know.
Who's that? Wacky.
I know. Yeah. They should have called themselves Grandpa Doors.
It does, like, lead to lots of interesting imagery.
Grandpa Doors?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. All kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Like what?
Well, I don't want us to lead down a rabbit hole of, wacky Dom and Talano style questions.
Let's not funnel down there.
What are many people?
Do you know what comes to me all the time? All the time. In random situations, is the story that you told me of your small Welsh friend on the aeroplane.
Yeah.
For no apparent reason, it happened on my way here. I think I was just swinging my legs into the car, like getting into the car, sit on the seat, bring your legs into the car.
Yeah.
And as I did it, I said out loud to myself, I like to swing them.
But she was Irish and you're...
Yes, that's right. Fuck you. That's so unnecessary.
What?
No.
Do they want to hear the story?
Yes.
Not now.
Yeah. Have you not told it on here before?
Oh, I don't think so.
I'll tell it again.
Oh, okay.
No, not on here.
Tell it again for the first time. How many things have I said again for the first time?
Hurry up and wait. Now, go on.
Shit, 2 years ago.
Hey.
Gee whiz. 2 years ago.
Gee whiz.
Gee whiz. Golly gee willigers.
Oh, I like you turning over a new leaf of non-swearing.
That's fucked.
I
was coming to the end of my cycle trip and I met Anna in Croatia and we'd had our little 5 days in Dubrovnik and we got on our EasyJet flight. Yes, it was an EasyJet. So long beforehand, Anna said, I booked my flight back to the UK. If you're going to come home with me, because I was going back to the UK with her, you might want to book your seat because I'm tall, so I booked extra legroom, which was like an extra £12 or something like that. So I got on and bought my ticket.
6 kilos.
It could be, yeah. Very good, Mr. Wow, what's the app? There's the app on your phone which does the...
Weights and measures conversion?
Yeah. It's called Weights and Measures Conversion. Or something. I love that thing.
Okay, go on.
Anyway, so I bought my ticket and we were on the plane and I had an empty seat next to me, which is very rare on one of those flights. Anyway, everyone's on. No one's got on the plane for 10 minutes. And then someone gets on the plane and I see this like little head like kind of coming up the aisle. But it's not really I'm not seeing the face until she gets ready to get in our aisle. And she's about as tall as Anna is sitting down. She's tiny, a tiny little girl. And she's wearing like what looks like a kind of pilot-y kind of uniform. So I thought, oh, she must work for them and she's come on late because she knows the drill. So we get up and she sits next to me and she says, it's not much legroom, is it? And I looked at her and...
All right, your Welsh accent is better than mine. Go on.
Thanks. I've never met this person before, but she instantly, I've just thought... This is someone I can be a smart ass with. I'm like, your feet aren't even touching the ground. And I've said it like that.
Yeah.
Like, and she says, yeah, but I like to swing them. And she's swinging her little feet up and down. Fucking hilarious. And then there was not more than 3 second silence between two of us for the next 3 hours on the flight. Because turns out she's from the next town on from where I was born in Wales. And... She's 20, well, she'd be 23 now, but she was 21 and, just become a fully licensed pilot and she flies the Gucci family's private plane. Like, the story was just
crazy. The story was great, though.
Great story, yeah. I don't know how to say this. She's one of triplets. Yes. Is she one of triplets? Yes. Or is she a triplet? She's not a triplet. Is she a triplet?
Yes. Well, she's not.
Well, that's the thing.
There's only one of her.
That's right.
Yeah.
So she's one of triplets. Yeah, is that how you say it?
She's one of a threesome of triplets.
No, threesome and triplets is something different. Definitely.
Yes.
Anyway, no, very.
I think I filmed that movie.
Watch that movie. I didn't even watch it. Sorry.
Oh God.
Oh no. Anyway, she's one of a triumvirate.
Yes. And so the story was they went on a family holiday when she was about six, and they did that whole take the kids up to the cockpit to meet the pilot kind of thing. And she went, oh, I want to do that. And then just kept saying, I want to be a pilot forever and ever until she was a teenager. And her parents said, okay, you want to be a pilot. So they like mortgaged the house to get her piloting lessons. And she became a pilot. And the cool thing about the story was she was going home that weekend to do a last shift in ASDA, which is like our Kmart, because then she will have paid her parents back for the money that they spent on getting her qualified as a
fucking
pilot.
Glorious story.
At 21. It was great.
So cool.
And that's not even like the coolest, I mean, the story's cool, but she's a dude. She's a really cool person.
She's a dude.
Well, you know,
that explains why she's a pilot, because obviously.
Not a pirate.
Oh. Even so.
No, the eye patch gave it away. I said, they can't possibly let you fly a plane. She said, no, pirate.
Oh, no. Right.
Yeah.
Good.
That's eye patch. Then I had to stand and deliver.
You're a gynecologist.
Yeah. Dickless turban.
Dickless turban.
Yeah, not turban. Turban. We're a bit wacky today. I wonder how many Sikhs have been highwaymen in their life.
Anyway, so should we wrap up?
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do the rap bit.
I'm the whitest rapper since Vanilla Ice.
No, yeah, I don't understand it.
I'm not good at it.
No.
It takes me so long, in the cover stuff, it takes me so long to learn to rap.
Yeah, I have great admiration and respect for the facility.
Mm.
Yeah, I care zero for the music whatsoever. Yep. I've never heard any of it that I've gone, oh, I want to listen to this. But
no,
it's,
but you can listen to it and think, oh, when that's, yeah, just nuts.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah, I haven't got tongue dexterity to do that stuff.
No, I didn't. No.
Yeah, you did,
no,
though.
I didn't.
Yeah, you fucking did.
No,
I saw your little smirky. Little smirky smirk.
Moved my neck like a giraffe. Yeah. Like I'm appraising.
There's a line in Semi Charmed Life. Yeah, no.
The Witch in the Wardrobe.
There's a no line.
Sorry. Right, Mr. Dumbness.
Haven't seen it. Haven't read it.
Haven't read it.
No.
You never read. Wow.
No.
Okay.
Narnia.
Narnia. Nyet.
I'm packed in a home. So she's living in school and she this, me, says. Oh, great. I'm singing the whole song to get to the line. I mean, it's in the second verse. Doing crystal meth will lift you up until you break. I swear I used to be able to do it.
Okay.
And it was a little bit hit and miss. Now, maybe because I build it up in my head before I get to it. Can't. It doesn't sound like anything.
Yeah, I find there's lots of things I can't sing anymore that I used to be able to. And there are things that I could never do before, and now are just easy.
Oh.
Yeah, and I think that's mostly psychological.
Oh, it turns out I'm only losing facility. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Psychological, yeah. Only.
Yeah, I think that, because you just described, like, oh, maybe I build it up to something and now you get in the way of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's quite common in life.
Mm. Mm. I need to practice 1 Week by Bare Naked Ladies.
That's a great song.
Late review. When did it come out? 1995? Anyway, I need to practice it. Because I don't. The only time I practice it is at gigs, which means I've done it 8 times. Mm. It's hard.
It's lots of words.
It is lots of words.
Lots of words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the swinging.
Fantastic. That was Irish.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Oh, hey, are we? You weren't at the gig, unfortunately, on Saturday. And Dave Howard was there.
Yes, he's
and
here.
His
Aoife.
Hilarious partner.
Yeah,
Aoife.
Oh,
my
so
lord,
lovely.
That is the third funniest woman I know.
Yeah, yeah, she's pretty good value, isn't
so
she?
So much fun. Yeah, yeah, it's such a lovely, because it was a surprise for me. He obviously knew he was going there at some point, but I didn't know until he was already there, and I love him. He's a lovely guy.
Yeah.
But they're as a couple.
Yeah, they're good.
They laugh a minute. They're real, real good fun.
Yeah, they are pretty good fun. They Dave sent me a message to say that he was there, and then he sent me a picture of you two on stage, and then sent me a follow-up message saying, "That's not us, by the way."
Yeah, good guy.
Yeah,
good guy.
So
yes,
we're doing another live show.
We are.
Yes.
Yes.
Not a live podcast.
No.
Just a live show.
Yes.
Crowded Housey.
Yes.
In Geelong.
Yes.
A piano bar.
Yes.
On June the 6th.
No. No, that's next week. No.
July the 6th.
No, June the something. Hang on.
June the... I just keep saying dates.
Yeah, just keep saying dates, and I'll just disagree with you until I decide you're right. 19th? Does that sound about right?
Yeah, because it had a 9 in it.
And a 10th?
Did I say 6?
Yes. Well, 6 is an upside down 9, so you're correct.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's how 60... Oh,
or
yeah,
is it a right way up?
Hmm?
9.
Hmm.
Yeah, because it does come first.
June the 19th.
We'll tell you more about it next week.
Oh.
Where we've confirmed exactly what's happening.
It's June the 19th.
Yeah.
You've just confirmed it.
Oh, okay. Don't believe everything I say.
Don't believe the hype. We'll play Chocolate Cake at the next gig.
Yeah, we will.
Because we forgot it this time.
Yeah, we've got a couple of... I think we need to do 2 sets. So we need to add maybe 6 or 7 songs.
Awesome.
All right.
I'm in.
Put your request in, Matt. Cool. All right, see you later.
Hole in the River. Hole in the River.
That's extreme, isn't it?
No, I think it's James Bay.
Good. All right. I mean, bye. Bye. Oh, I get to push the button.